He stirs their enthusiasm once more as they face numerous challenges. Given his absence, it's understandable that they may feel weaker in regard to this need. So, what does he say? One should not be surprised or upset by the afflictions we face. In fact, we often gain from them. He stated this before, saying that we demonstrate the power of Jesus' sacrifice and provide strong evidence of his resurrection. These trials, he says, help to strengthen our inner selves, even as our external selves may suffer, stating, though our outward man is decaying, yet the inward man is renewed day by day, and thus sufferings become beneficial. He emphasizes that enduring these trials paves the way for endless blessings. Fearing the decay of the physical self is normal, but he reassures that this leads to a better spiritual inheritance. He urges not only accepting this decay, but also desiring its completion, as it leads to eternal life. As such, he adds, "For we know that if the earthly house of our tabernacle be dissolved, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." Since he's emphasizing the idea of resurrection, a concept they struggled with, he uses their own judgments to support his point. Instead of directly addressing their beliefs, he approaches the subject indirectly, stating, "We know that if the earthly house of our tabernacle be dissolved, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." Some interpret earthly house to mean our world, but in his view it likely refers to the body. He subtly compares the earthly to heavenly, temporal to eternal, demonstrating the superiority of what is to come. In the Bible, tabernacles often refer to temporary homes, as in my Father's house are many abiding places, John 3:2. However, when referring to the dwellings of the saints, he calls them eternal tabernacles, Luke 16:9. When he says not made with hands, he simultaneously discounts any human creations. Is the body made with hands? Of course not. But his phrasing signifies the imperfections of our world compared to the permanence and perfection of the eternal abodes we're set to inherit.